With everything you have on your plate, earning your degree online seems impossible. But at Grand Canyon University, we specialize in helping you fit a master's degree in education into your busy day. Your graduation team, led by your own GCU counselor, provides you with the personal support you need to succeed. Achieve your goals with a plan and team behind you. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Visit gcu.edu.
Hello everyone, and welcome to another Japan Top 10 episode. This month's artist is Spitz. Japan Top 10. Hi everyone, this is Ethel. I have returned from my sabbatical of Japan Top 10, and I'm so excited to bring to you November's Artist of the Month featuring Spitz. Today on my episode, I am joined by one of our new latest J-Top 10 hosts, Shana. Say hello, Shana.
Hi everyone, it's really excited to be doing my first Artist of the Month episode.
Yes, I'm so glad to have you here today. It's always nice to have another host with me, host another Artist of the Month episode, and I'm glad I came back to kickstart this with Spitz, which is a very, very legendary band. So I'll just take this episode off on the spin first. So Spitz is a pop rock band formed in 1987 and is still together here today. They had their 30th anniversary tour titled 30-30-50 in 2017. And the band consists of Masamune Kusano on the vocals, guitar, and who is also the lead songwriter of the band. And then we have Tatsuya Miwa, who plays the guitar. And we have Akihiro Tamura, who plays the bass. And we have Sakiyama Tatsuo on the drums. They have a very cool fan club that's called Spitsbergen, which is named after a Norwegian island called Spitsbergen. The name came to them when the vocalist Masamune, who likes looking at maps, saw the name of the island and thought, hey, I'd like to name my band Spitz. And also my fan club Spitsbergen. The four met each other in 1986 and wanted to make music similar to their other popular pop rock bands at the time, which was like the Beatles. Now, the band debuted in 1991 with their first album, titled, eponymously, after the same name of their band, Spitz, but they only became much popular after their 11th single, Robinson, which comes off their 6th album, Hachimitsu, also known as Honey, was released in 1995. To this date, they have released 16 studio albums and 44 singles. Spitz has songs that have remained popular over the years and has often been reused as theme songs or covered even years after they were released. You can see some of these songs showcased in this episode today. Now, they have recently released a movie recording for their Spitz Jamboree Tour 2021 titled New Miki. The record is part of the tour that took place at the Pier Arena MM Concert Hall in Yokohama on September 16, 2021. It aired in movie theaters the first week of October and is available for online viewing between the 16th October to 14th November. So by the time you're listening to this, you can actually go visit this website and find their movie recording for their tour. So Shana, would you like to kick off the rest of this episode?
Perfect. We're now going to start with Murasaki no Yoru wo Koete, Beyond the Purple Night, released in 2021.
いつも寂しがり
Murasaki no Yoru wo Koete is their latest 44th single. It's the ending theme song to the TV station TBS's new program, News 23. Masamune Kusano comments that in a world affected by the coronavirus, where our usual values have been shaken up, it feels like the world has been covered in a sort of uncertain fog. And after watching News 23, which concludes the day and provides a sense of ease to the viewers, Masamune hopes that listening to this song at the end of the day will clear up the uncertain fog just for a little bit and point us towards a brighter path. The song is like a kind and sturdy light beam that illuminates a path when walking into a dark night where you really can't see what's in front of you. The news announcer for News 23, Ayaka Ogawa, mentions having loved listening to Spitz in elementary school. She also agrees that in this coronavirus-ridden world, before falling asleep, she feels a sense of uncertainty and worry for the unpredictable tomorrows. During those kinds of nights, she hopes her viewers will be able to pray for a brighter future and brighter tomorrows while listening to the song together.
So, I really enjoyed this music video because, not only because it was nicely purple in color, I kind of like the considering that this song was released during the time of coronavirus, I kind of liked the motif of the city in the snow globe because it felt like all the cities around the world were kind of like locked in bubbles trying to protect their city, their fragility of the city of, or the nation's environment because of the pandemic that was going on around the whole world. So yeah. What do you think about it, Shani?
I completely agree, and the song really does exude like a sense of safety. Like, it's warming, it helps us get through like a really uncertain time, and like it just stands as like a testament to the fact that there is a tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I'm very glad that this song came out this year actually, and yeah, beyond whatever the purple night means, but beyond this year, beyond the coronavirus pandemic, I think there's still a brighter tomorrow. So thank you. And okay, heading off into the next song is, we're throwing it really far back from 2021. We're going all the way back to 1995 with their single, Ai no Kotoba, or Words of Love.
「傷つくことも舐め合うことも」
Rubberbutt was originally released in 1995 along with their sixth music album, Hachimitsu, also known as Honey. At the time, the band was considering releasing this song as a single, but in the end, they didn't. But much later on, they did it actually in 2014, almost nearly 20 years to the day since the song was released in 1995. Now, although the song wasn't released on its own, it was still very popular with fans, and after they performed it on the radio, and they released the song as a single, but there was a remixed version that was released in 2014, and the song was remixed and was used in the drama Asunaro Sansan Byoshi, or Asunaro 337 Beat, which was released in 2014 as well. And it was based on a drama where there was a middle-aged salary man who was transferred by his company to join a cheering squad at Asunaro University. The planner for this drama actually sent the band a handwritten letter asking Spitz if the song could be used as a theme song to their drama. And when the band read this letter in their hotel room in the middle of a tour, they agreed. And what's really interesting about this song is that the song lyrics seem to be centered around valuing all the moments of the everyday interactions with loved ones, even through the highs and lows. And you can see it in their lyric, Kudaranai hanashi de yasurageru bokura wa sono orokasa koso ga nani yori mo takaramono, which kind of translates into we feel at ease through our trivial conversations. This foolishness is above all a treasure of ours, which is very poignant and very true. What do you think, Shanna?
The entire meaning of the song was so sweet. Like, the music video added a lot to it as well, with like just a sense of like belonging and knowing that we need to cherish the little things we have with friends, family, and the people who matter to us.
Yeah, I totally agree. And I just found this, especially if you watch very old music videos in the 90s, it's very interesting because it was just yellow, monochromatic colored.
Exactly.
And I think one of the best parts of this song was the really, really nice solo guitar work that was kind of like the bridge in the song. It was very cool.
Now we have Namida ga Kirari, or Sparkling Tears, released in 1995.
Yo!
Namida ga Kirari was the 12th single and also part of their 6th album, Hachimitsu or Honey. The single sold over 980,000 copies, but it didn't quite hit the million mark. It was one of their biggest hits of that time and was released after Robinson, a song that we will later introduce, and another song that they are widely known for. This song was released on Tanabata. Tanabata, the Star Festival, is a festival celebrated in Japan that celebrates the meeting of Orihime and Hikoboshi, who can only meet once a year. Could this be the reason why there's a star at the end of the title?
Yeah, I can see that. I actually really enjoyed the nostalgic tone that was attached to this music video. However, I think my eyes were kind of blinded by how... I'm not sure that this footage of archival footage of the music video got spoiled in the process, because it was seriously sun-bleached. It was so sun-bleached.
In an interview with Masamune, he also mentioned how in Japan, lovers always meet up and consider Christmas to be a special day, even though Christmas was originally supposed to be a holy day. Instead, Tanabata should be a special day for lovers, since the story itself is about two lovers. Fun fact, around this time, Masamune was fixated on releasing songs on days that matched the month's number. So you'll notice that Tanabata is on 7th-7th. Also, if you go by the Japanese calendar year, which is based off the reign of the current emperor, the release date for this single was on the 7th day of the 7th month of the 7th year of Heisei. He also released an EP called Cherry, Sora mo Toberu Hazu, two songs that we will later introduce in this episode, on 7th-7th-1996, and Nagisa, which is also later introduced, on 9th-9th-1996.
I wonder if it's got something to do with the whole idea of like sparking tears on Namida ga Kirari. Like, if you look through the world...
he clearly has like a certain attachment to double numbers.
Yes, a bit too much, but yeah.
Oh yeah.
Okay, and on to another interestingly titled spit song, released in 1994. It's titled Neko ni Naritai, or I Want to Be a Cat.
Go in a little
So this song that you've just heard, Neko ni Naritai, is the B-side song to their ninth single, Aoi Kuruma, also known as Blue Car. This song was actually originally supposed to be the main song, but, well, I guess stuff's changed, but you can see that the cat is still on the CD jacket on the single, hinting towards this original intention. This song is very popular within the Spitz fan club, and it is a very cute kind of sad love song about wanting to be by someone's side. And it talks about wanting to be a cat, basically, so that they could stay in your arms forever. So the title, I mean, there's like a lyric in the song that goes, Neko ni naritai, kimi no ude no naka, samishii yoru ga owaru made koko ni itai yo. So it basically loosely translates to, I want to be a cat, lay in your arms until the lonely night ends. I want to stay here with you.
You definitely do see those cats that sort of come up and rub next to you, and like it warms your heart.
I would kind of beg to differ to that as a cat owner. My cat does not want to stay in my arms. He would gladly run away. He's like, you have 10 seconds. Goodbye.
But I love how it like took the sort of warmth that, like, you know, you'd imagine that a cat feels when rubbing up against its owner or like being with someone they love, despite your sort of like cat that doesn't want to be with you. But
yeah, so I'm just like, this is aspirational. I did pet a cat the other day, which was kind of like that. She just wanted to just sit with you and be in your arms, and like, okay, this is nice.
I think it's a really nice way of like saying that, you know, I want to be with someone. I just want to like lay in your arms.
Yeah, but not my cat. My cat's a. But I do want to be a cat, like this lyrics of the song says. They live a rather good life if they are kept at home. Nice, fat, round, furry beings.
We love it. Honestly, being a cat is all we want at this point. Cats really do seem to be on this sort of pedestal.
Yeah,
we love it.
If anyone wants to Google up the CD cover for this B-side single, it kind of looks like a cat on top of a bottle. I'm not quite sure.
And I love the like CD cover, honestly.
Yeah, so it's interesting.
Yeah. Yeah, I thought so too.
Okay, what else do we have on our lovely special episode on Spitz?
We're now moving on to Unme no Hito, or Fated Person, released in
Give me
Unme No Hito was their 17th single and was part of their 8th album, Fake Fur. It has an interesting music video and you can see the band members lying on a table in a body bag with a few doctors taking pictures, seemingly about to operate or maybe do an autopsy on their bodies. The song lyric talks more about exploring the world together with their fated person. And it starts off with this lyric. Basu no yurekata de jinsei no imi ga wakata michi yobu.
Demo sa, imi wa unmei no hito, dakara tsuyoku te wo nigiru yo.
Which means, on Sunday, from the shaking of the bus, I realized the meaning of life. But you know, since you're my fated person, I'll clasp your hand. The song has been used as a theme song a few times for multiple things, including Gekko no Kagayaki, 1999 movie's theme song, Ariyoshi Zemi in 2013, a TV show which used it as background music for their Sakagami Shinobu Buy Houses Corner, and it was used as the ending song in the Ito-kun A to E 2013 drama for episodes 7 and 8.
I found this to be a very interesting music video concept. It's very unusual, yes, to see your...
It definitely had like a scary feel to it. I mean, with the like doctors and everything, or maybe that's just me.
It was interesting, but I had to laugh a little towards the middle and the end of the video where I think the guys from the band started playing the guitar or the drums while asleep on the operating table. It was just amusing to me.
Oh yeah. Definitely not the best place to do it.
Definitely not the best place to do it. And very, very unusual. Coming in next at number 7 on this lovely 12 list of Spit songs is their not so old song, rather new 2019 single, Yasashi Anoko, or That Kind Girl.
Thank you.
familiar with this is the indigenous people of the Hokkaido region in Japan. For example, there is one lyric that uses the Ainu word kotan, which means village. So, kiekaketa hi wo mune ni daki tadori tsuita kotan, which roughly translates to embracing the dying fire in my heart, I finally arrive at the village. While writing the lyrics for the song, Masamune commented that although the title of the drama is Natsuzora, which means summer sky, the lyrics of the song has a more winter-ish feel to it. And the reason being was because when he visited the Tokachi region in Hokkaido, where the story takes place, he noticed that even during summer, or the peak of summer, they have to go through a very, very long winter. He interpreted Natsuzora to be as the highly anticipated summer sky after going through a very harsh and long winter. And for the producer of Natsuzora, Tomoaki Iso, he commented that when he first landed at the Tokachi Obihiro Airport, he was first met with an overwhelming blue sky. And then, like a revelation, he heard the song from Spitz, and hearing such beautiful poetic lyrics presented in a very pleasant melody and a worldview filled with dreams and hope, he decided at the moment that Spitz would be used as the opening theme song for the drama. And it also so happens that Masamune is also a very big fan of the NHK morning dramas itself, so with a mutual love for each other, they were able to have a perfect song for the show. I really, really like this song.
I kind of enjoyed it. I mean, it was like interesting, especially with the lyrics. I love the sort of serendipitous like meeting of the two, from the producer and like Masamune.
Yes, I agree. It's quite like happenstance, and it was just like, oh, it's just meant to be.
It has a cute backstory to it,
yeah.
I mean.
I also loved how cheerful and upbeat the tune seems to be, and it kind of matches with how the music video was created. It really is perfect for walks.
Definitely. It's a good song to like listen to on a, like, well, not a summer day, a cold day, as Masamune said, when you're just like taking a stroll.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I like how the clean, bright sound of the song's melody and lyrics is reflected also in the how the music video concept was created.
I agree. Now we're going to Haru no Uta, Song of Spring, released in 2005, a little bit earlier.
Toque no aru yobu o kaki wakete kita tabe rare sou na subete o kameta
Haru no Uta was the 30th single and was included in their 11th album, Souvenir. The lyrics paint a supportive, positive vibe to the listeners as spring arrives, and the song starts off with lyrics painting an image of walking through a muddy, thorny roads, but after passing through a long tunnel, they're finally embraced by spring.
So the lyric starts off with 重い足でぬかるむ道を来たトゲのある夜部をかき分けてきた食べられそうなすべてを食べた。So it roughly translates to with heavy feet, I've come to a muddy road pushing my way through thorny bushes and I've eaten everything that I could. And there's an excerpt in the middle of the song that goes 春の歌愛を希望を作り始める which means the song of spring, it starts to celebrate both love and hope.
Thank you so much, Ethel. You did that way better than I possibly could have. And I will go on to say that, like, this song was used in quite a few commercials. And after the album was released, it was used in Coca-Cola's Aquarius commercial. Aquarius is a sports drink. And it was also used in 2014 by Lotte for their commercial for Ghana chocolate products.
Ooh, they use it in all the food ones? Okay, interesting.
I'm glad that spring was related to, like, chocolate. That is the best sort of relation possible.
Yeah. Well, I also found this song to be also very poignant considering the circumstances of the world today. I know that the song was released definitely over a decade ago. A very upbeat song.
It holds meaning in today's world too.
Yes, I agree. It definitely holds meaning in today's world. And I just really like the chorus. It's very uplifting and I think it's much needed definitely now in this time.
Definitely. The chorus really is like uplifting. And it's one of those songs that again like helps you through a hard time. I would definitely be listening through this when like things aren't going great. And I need a little push.
I completely agree with that. And so now we're even rolling it back to the next batch of these songs on this Spitz Artist of the Month episode. We're going back into the 90s, guys, really. From here on out, it's all 90s. Nearly all 90s. And number 5, we have the 1996 single titled Nagisa, or The Beach.
So
you've just heard Nagisa, which is their 14th single, and it's included in their 7th album, Indigo Jiheisen, also known as Indigo Horizon. As mentioned, this was also released during the same time when Masamune was fixated on releasing songs on the days that matched the month's number. So he was originally going to release Nagisa on Tanabata, 7-7th, and was also going to name this song that you've just heard, Tanabata 2. But instead, he released Cherry / Sora wo Toberu Hazu, the EP, on 7th of July, and then released Nagisa, which you've just heard, on 9th of September in 1996. And then changed the name from Tanabata to Nagisa. If that was not as confusing as I thought it would be, it kind of is. So yeah, the previous song that you heard earlier in this episode was named Tanabata, was named Cherry / Sora wo Toberu Hazu, which was released on 7th of July, which is Tanabata. And this song that you've just heard, Nagisa, was originally called Tanabata, was released on 9th of September. Yes. And the lyrics for this song are based on a biological science lecture at the Musashino Arts University where Masamune studied at. And during the lecture, the lecturer said, a beach is not a land, sea, nor air, but an area where all three are related. That is true. And Masamune envisioned the beach as a mysterious place where various things are mingled in. That sounds cool and all.
I know. I just wanted to quickly say that line that the lecturer said weirdly resonated with me. It was philosophical on levels that I was not able to fully comprehend.
Mm-hmm. Well, the other thing I couldn't comprehend was the music video. I did not understand what's going on.
That's true.
I was confused. I thought it would be filmed at a beach.
On a beach? I know, it wasn't.
Yes, in case anyone has not seen the music video for Nagisa, it was filmed, I have no idea where. It looks like a theater space with a brick wall, and there was a man in mime makeup with wings and a lady in historical costume. Figure that out.
It's definitely confusing, yeah. But I like the song. The song was like, it was nice.
Yeah, interesting, nice, philosophical and all.
But again, we're back to Masamune's obsession with releasing things on same days.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely confusing when like we think of the fact that he changed the song from Tanabata to Nagisa just because it wasn't released on Tanabata.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And just like, yeah, it's not gonna work. Wouldn't make sense. Yeah, it wouldn't make sense.
We're quickly moving in to a song released in 1998, Kaede.
Yeah.
the 19th single and also part of their 8th album, Fake Fur. At the time, it was used as TBS's Countdown TV program's opening song. The official MV for the song was uploaded to YouTube in 2010 and as of now has surpassed 58 million views. It was used in 2017 in a commercial for Kirin's Gogo no Kocha, a popular tea drink in Japan. And almost 20 years after its release, the song ranked into Billboard JP Hot 100 charts after it was used for this very commercial. The song has also been used in a couple of dramas. It was used as the background music in the drama Overtime, released in 1999, where the main character's name was also Kaede. It was used as the theme song for 2010 special drama Okasan no Saigo no Tsuitachi, Mom's Last Day, and most recently was used as the background music in the 2019 drama Zombie, where the main character's name for this was also Kaede. So we see a trend of this song being used for main characters with the same name.
Mm-hmm. Yes, definitely. Very, very much so, it seems. And I believe in this entire episode of Spit Songs, this is probably the slowest paced and most melancholic ballad we have here today. Next up, at number 3 is the 1994 single Sora mo toberu hazu, or I Should Be Able to Fly in the Sky Too.
Oh,
part Sora mo Toberu Hazu, which is their 8th single and is part of their 5th album titled Sora no Tobikata, or The Way to Fly in the Sky. And this was their first song to hit first on the Oricon charts, and was used as the theme song for the popular drama series Hakusen Nagashi, released in 1996. It's a typical Japanese high school love story drama, and it focuses on two students who share the same desk, one during regular daytime school hours and the other using it during the night school. The school that was in the show operated a night school for those who couldn't complete their education or could not attend classes regularly. And also, it was recently covered by the music collective group Sayonara Ponytail and was used as the ending theme song to the anime series Tsuritama in 2012. And it also gained a lot of popularity as a school graduation song.
Now, this is definitely one of their more popular songs.
Yes, it definitely is. And I really love it.
I know. It was one of my favorites on this list too.
Yeah. I like this music video for it. I just have a question for our listeners if they do not know. I'm kind of wondering out loud if people still know what lava lamps are.
Oh my god, that is a throwback.
Very much so. And I think I found the concept of the music video very interesting. I'm not sure what you think, Shana, but I thought they were kind of living in asylum or a hospital since they were nurses.
I thought so too. In fact, it brought back the same, like, on the less creepy side, the same vibes as, like, the previous song we mentioned, Unme no Hito.
Mm-hmm.
It felt like it was recorded in almost the same place.
Ah,
but the same vibe.
Yeah, same vibe, yeah. Interesting, yeah, because there's like medical people involved.
Yeah.
Interesting. Yeah. And to those who do not know, the anime series that I mentioned in this that was attached to this song called Tsuritama is really cool. I cosplayed one of the main characters years ago, but it's a Japanese anime about fishing.
I will definitely give it a watch.
Yeah, it's kind of just slice of life, offbeat, and it's just really nice. It's very, very interesting. It's just about island life and these high school kids just finding their thing with fishing. Yep, that's it.
So now, along with the song recommendation, you have an anime recommendation too.
Yes, I come with many anime recommendations. Not recently, but yes, I do.
We will definitely be needing you for those later. We're now going to move on to Cherry, released in 1996.
Thank you.
Single and part of their seventh album, Indigo Chihaisen or Indigo Horizon. In an interview when it was released, the vocalist Masamune said this about the title. He thought about the image of departure when breaking free from something. This also adds along with the fact that the song was released during the cherry blossom season, so you can think about it in the context of Sakura's blooming as well. And an R-rated warning here, he also joked that the band members were called Cherry Boys, which is what Japanese call virgins. The song starts by talking about separating with someone and taking the first steps into an uncertain future. It's definitely a song for starting on a new journey, and it reached number one on Oricon and was also the fourth most popular single of the 1996. NTT, which is the Nippon Telecommunication Company, recently used a song in their commercial advertising for their ICT. It's the acronym for Information and Communication Technologies. This song was used because of a very popular part of the song, Aishiteru, which means I love you. And it became a sort of pun where Aishiteru, which is ICT-ru, which roughly sounds like Aishiteru.
Okay, that was kind of cute.
What a fun way to like pick up a song and use it, honestly.
But this song was also
very fun. In the beginning with the bus and everything, it definitely gave off the, you know, starting on a new journey vibe.
Mm-hmm. Definitely agree. And it was a very pleasant, happy Spitz tune to me.
Oh, yeah. The bus was Robinson. This was, like, in the area with just, like, white walls. Okay.
Oh, okay. Well, and that leads to a perfect segue, Shana, to our number one song, which was released in 1995, Robinson. So, you've just heard Robinson, which was Spitz's 11th single and was the song that led them to mass popularity throughout Japan, and is also included in their 6th album, Hashimitsu, which is translated in English to honey. And as you can tell for this episode, we've talked about a lot of songs from Hashimitsu, and by far Robinson is the main one. And this was their first song that reached top 10 on the Oricon chart rankings, and for physical sales it rose above 1.62 million. And despite uploading the song onto YouTube in 2010, a while after the song was released, it has still surpassed 129 million views and is still the first Japanese song released from the 90s to have made this achievement. For vocalist Masamune, he initially titled the song Robinson as a placeholder name. The name for the song Robinson came from the Robinson department store he visited during his trip to Thailand. And a lot of people thought that Robinson was kind of named after the novel and the game Robinson Crusoe. Makes sense. Robinson Crusoe is the story, obviously, of the autobiographical fashion documenting the main character Robinson's travels. And the song gives off a somewhat sad, painful melody and appears to be told from the perspective of someone chasing after someone close to them. It could be a friend, it could be a lover, you decide. And from the Utaten song analysis article that we found while doing up this episode, some people consider Robinson to be the song that might actually be scary, because there is a part where Masamune sings about a land where only the two of them exist, and if he had enough power to float into the sky, he'll ride the winds of the universe. And in the context of the song, somewhere is him following the girl in, or whoever he's pursuing, to their death. That took a dark turn, but yes.
Definitely. And you know what? I kind of agree with, you know, people considering the song to be scary, especially because of like the black and white filter, or well, whether it was a filter or just like the filming itself. Mm-hmm. The black and white theme to the song definitely added to the sort of scariness of it when you think of the, like the lyrics. Following someone to death.
Yeah, definitely. Very, very scary. And yeah, I also thought that the fact that the band wanted to create music inspired or were like from the Beatles, I felt that Robinson's music video sort of captured the closely captured that kind of era of music. It was done in the style that it was kind of reminiscent of how the Beatles did their music videos.
Oh, definitely, definitely. Yeah. But can we also talk about how the song was named after a department store in Thailand?
Yeah, I know.
What a fun placeholder for a song that like became one of their most famous.
I agree. And I understand how it can be confusing for people who think this is a song about Robinson Crusoe, because there's lyrics about a land where only very few people live, and Robinson Crusoe was basically stranded on an island.
A traveller, yeah.
Yeah, a traveller for a very long time. And he met Friday.
And the
Friday.
Music video itself sort of hints at like travelling with the bus that I brought up last time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I guess. That's quite true. Okay, so I guess this wraps up our Artist of the Month episode featuring Spitz. Any last words, Shana, before we wrap this up?
Honestly, this entire list has some amazing songs that, like, I definitely, like, I had never, like, heard of Spitz too much or hadn't listened to too many Spitz songs before this list, and I'm so glad I did. I found a song for almost every mood. It's definitely a good list to check out.
Yeah, I kind of agree. I have heard of Spitz throughout the years. To be fair, they've been around for over 30 years, so
true.
Yeah. And but yeah, I kind of like Spitz in a way where, how do I explain it? Their songs are very eternal or perennial. They kind of stay forever. They have very long-lasting impact. And yeah, if you don't hear Spitz, and if you hear Spitz, it's like kind of like listening to a song that you feel that you might have heard of before.
Definitely. There's a lot of deja vu behind their songs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, totally agree. So anyway, thank you so much, Shana, for joining me on this episode today.
Thank you. It was a pleasure. It's so much fun recording with you.
Thank you. And for our upcoming episode, you'll get a chance to listen to Kirby and Christine join you in the next couple of days following this episode for another brand new Top 10 episode in November.
Thank you.
Thank you, everyone. And I hope that you stay safe. And yeah, thank you, Shana.
Thank you. Bye, everyone.
Bye. Japan time.